Barbara Ehrenreich is a leading feminist writer and thinker. The books she's written or co-authored include Fear of Falling, The Inner Life of the Middle Class, Remaking Love, The Feminization of Sex, and The Mean Season, An Attack on the Welfare State. Ehrenreich has also written hundreds of articles, which have appeared in publications such as Mother Jones, The New York Times, The New Republic, and The Nation. The Worst Years of Our Lives is a new collection of Barbara Ehrenreich's essays. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
Barbara Ehrenreich imagines herself in a car, a four-cylinder slug, on the highway. She's the sort of person who slows for strollers. Her children call her, instead of the road warrior, the road worrier. Her bumper sticker reads, "I'd rather be performing acts of kindness." And so she's always being passed in the fast lane by a turbocharged Porsche 944 or a 375-horsepower Corvette ZR1, driven by people who like to take out van loads of nuns at 180 miles an hour. On the bumpers of these killer cars, she notes another sort of sticker. It reads, "He who dies with the most toys wins." Ehrenreich is a serious social critic, who's also, at symposia of scholars, at rump meetings of ideologues, a stand-up comedian. In this collection of essays on the greedhead decade of the 1980s, she wears both these hats. Because she's so much at home in middle-class motherhood and our consumer culture, you'll laugh out loud at what she has to say about cars, food, sex, television, and psychobabble. She wants to know, for instance, what happens to all the fat after liposuction, which leads her to dream about McDonald's French fries. She wonders why every man who ever changed a diaper has felt impelled in recent years to write a book about it. Men's support groups also make her uneasy. A careful study of the world's great religious and military hierarchies would show that men alone, whatever their stated ideals, are in bad company. And she feels better now that she's joined an environmental grief counseling group. "The first thing we learned," she says, "is that the environment is all just a matter of attitude. In fact, you can think of your attitude as your inner environment, which can be as fresh and green and perky as you like, even when the Great Lakes turn to solid waste. I mean," she says, "human beings have been clinging to the environment for eons now, creeping around on the rocks, eating the berries, filling their tires with the air. This is dependency, and dependency is a form of addiction. What the human race needs is a heavy-duty 12-step program to wake us up to the fact that the environment is just a crutch." But these jokes are also landmines and hand grenades. As Ehrenreich goes about satirizing Reagan and Bush and doctors and joggers, she's also telling us, with a smile on her face, that she's a radical, a feminist, a socialist. "If there's a working class," she says, "there's also a resting class. In a society divided between the hungry and the overfed, the hopeless and the have-it-alls," she notes that 3 million Americans own more than one home, and 1 million Americans are homeless. "The average family on welfare gets less than $4,600 a year, while Nancy Reagan wears $46,000 to Ronnie's inauguration." Elsewhere, says Ehrenreich, "there's the hunger of the world's majority, the draining misery of most people's daily labor, torture and repression, the threat of nuclear annihilation. If we who are currently comfortable and affluent," she says, "need a moral reference point, we will not find it in the minor tricks of therapy or religion, but in other people's pain." That's not so funny, is it? I forgot to laugh, and so will you.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Worst Years of Our Lives, essays by Barbara Ehrenreich.